you say somehow?
Somehow. You got that one right. But hey, we'll give you that.
I guess I'll take that.
I'm just going to ask you a question for you to answer. That's it. Not for you to get started talking, okay?
When I say consistent, he was a floor general for the Warriors.
We owned up to ours from the very beginning. I tell you, they was going to suck. We never went up to tell them we were going to the Super Bowl.
You know what? I'm going to come back and ask if I can find a new co-host. Girls,
we run this, run this, run. You can't handle the truth.
Now, the Big Game Christian Sports Network is proud to present Natalie Hicks and sports from her perspective.
Sports fans, what's going on? It's your girl, Natalie Hicks.
And I am Mr. Sportsopedia.
And this is Sports from Her Perspective here on the Big Game Christian Sports Network. Mrs. Sportsopedia, what's going on?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
All good. All good in the neighborhood.
It's all good in the hood.
Yeah. You had a good week?
Oh, I had a great week. Never can have a bad week. There's no good. So, hey.
All right. Football is truly back this weekend.
That's what the SEC says.
I mean, we have a lot of games on I guess, on the schedule on tap for today, for this weekend. So, looking forward to some SEC football. I know Miss Roll Tide is definitely hyped for SEC football being back.
Yeah, you know, it gives you a little more variety of games this week.
All right. Anything else going on in your world?
Not a whole lot, man. Just getting back into a little football officiating action. So that's kind of popped up on the radar. So we'll just see how all that goes.
How'd your games go?
Well, they went pretty good. Not too, you know, it's just a little, just getting adjusted to the mask, you know, taking in whistles and keeping
the kids. How was that?
Well, we just, most everybody just used normal whistles this week. But, you know, you got some of them, you got to start using electronic whistles. It's just kind of a filling out process, you know. Everybody's getting used to the new norm.
Interesting. All right, so let everyone know how they can get in contact with you.
Hey, you can check me out on the IG at Mr. Sportsopedia, like the Facebook page, Mr. Sportsopedia. Also on the Twitter, too, you can check me out at Mr. Sportsopedia. If that doesn't work for you, you can always shoot me an email at MrSportsopedia@gmail.com.
If that don't work for you, I like that. Definitely follow the show. We are on Facebook, Sports From Her Perspective. We are also on Twitter and Snapchat at Sports From Her. We're definitely on Instagram, Sports From Her Perspective. And just in case you're not on social media, you can definitely send us an email. That email address is sportsfromherperspective@gmail.com. Again, that's sportsfromherperspective@gmail.com. All right, Mrs. Sportsopedia, you ready to get into what's popping?
Let's get at it.
Check us out on YouTube and click the subscribe button at BGC Sports Network 1 and help expand the brand. And also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at BGC Sports 1.
Hey, we will have a introducing a special feature that we're adding to Sports From Perspective. We'll get a weekly report on the Dallas squads, which include the Mavericks, Rangers, Stars, maybe some college stuff too, coming from Jonathan Lacks of The Athletic Formula. Take it away, Jonathan.
Hey, everybody. This is The Athletic Formula with Jonathan Lacks. We end the week with some highs and lows in sports for our hometown teams. The Texas Rangers beat the Houston Astros 5-4, with Sam Huff having 2 home runs, Ronald Guzman delivering a home run to take the game into extra innings and putting a strain on the Astros' chance of advancing to the playoffs. After the Astros took the lead, the Rangers loaded the bases, eventually scoring 2 runs, stunning the Astros in a much-needed victory in walk-off fashion. Unfortunately, at around the same exact time, the Dallas Stars versus the Tampa Bay Lightning scores reflected the same numbers. A 4-4 tie in the overtime ended with the power play goal by the Bulls after Stars captain Jamie Benn was sent to the penalty box on a call for allegedly tripping Lightning player Tyler Johnson. The game ended with the Lightning lead of 5-4. Game 5 of 7 is on Saturday. September 26th, in the race to win the Stanley Cup. Hopefully, the Stars will come back and get a win for our city, giving Dallas another sports title under our belt. If we win tomorrow, stay tuned for Game 6 on Monday. And if they fight to the finish, look out for Game 7. In the NFL, this Sunday, Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys look to follow their stunning comeback victory against the Atlanta Falcons. With the win against the 2-0 Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. Until the next time, this is Jonathan Lacks with the Athletic Formula.
Thank you for that, Jonathan, and we look forward to your future reports.
Good job, Jonathan. I think you're trying to take Mr. Sportsopedia's job.
He could become your co-host.
I know. All right, Mr. Sportsopedia, let's get into what's popping. You know, we talked last week about Neon Deion, but excuse me, he said on Monday, call him Coach Prime.
Well, you know, the one part he did get right, he was like most big time college coaches, deny until it's time to show up at the press conference. And what a press conference he had.
Oh my gosh. So he had the band and everything. The fanfare was unbelievable. Let's talk about even his interviews that he's done after his press conference. He has said that God sent him to Jackson State. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, I heard that one. And that was the one when he was on Good Morning America with Strahan. And he was, you know, Strahan's a product of HBCU, Texas Southern. And there's a lot of, you know. But I just think at the end of the day, does Deion understand what it all takes to run a college athletic program?
I don't know, and he has Emmitt Smith out here begging for a running back coach job.
Right, and I just think it's just going to take a lot to go into it, the compliance. And you just like he was on TV the other day, you know, kind of throwing out, you know, like Strahan can buy the Jackson State players, right, Blazers, and how he can put Jackson State on the same playing field as some of the P5 schools and this thing. I know there's been several players. One young man that was from Jackson Provine, which is a high school in Jackson that was at Mississippi State, has said he was transferring from Mississippi State back to Jackson State. And then you had several other major recruits that are saying they're you know, got offers from him. And I'm just, one of the questions I proposed, has Deion gone through the compliance piece of it to start recruiting? So there's so many pieces to this puzzle that needs to happen. But, you know, like I tell some friends I was talking to earlier this week, I was really surprised that Jackson State and the athletic director, Ashley Robinson, really fell for this. Because I think it's going to be really more of a media circus than – What's going on?
I'm glad you said that, because that's what, is it Bohami Jones on ESPN? Mm-hmm. He said the same thing, too, because, you know, his thing is, if Deion is not really into, if this is all about Deion and not him going to coach these young men and these student athletes to make sure they're coached up and ready if they're wanting to go to the next level, this could be a bad thing for HBCUs, which it could. You know, this could either make us or it could break us. And it's not just Jackson State that they're affecting. You got to look at all HBCUs. If he's coming, you know, and if it's all about Coach Prime, it's not a good thing, and it's not a good look. But I hope he does what he said he's wanting to do, which will in turn, it won't just help Jackson State. It'll help all HBCUs, because the one thing that he has talked about continuously, which is true, when it comes to the NFL Combine, you only have like one or two players from the from HBCUs that are invited to come to the Combine. So from that standpoint, I agree with him. But if he's not truly there to do that, I kind of agree with my man at ESPN. Don't come waste people's time.
Yeah, and I think, too, because we know in this market now and in this media platform, it doesn't really matter what school you're at. If you can play, the NFL scouts are going to find you. And I think one of the other biggest pieces that we have to really look at is how committed is Deion really to Jackson State? Or was Jackson State the only school that really took Deion serious about him wanting to coach? Because I know it was between the Jimbo Fisher and Willie Taggart era at Florida State when Florida State went to the Independence Bowl, Deion showed up trying to get into coaching, and he was really pursuing a position with Willie Taggart, but it came out Prime didn't have a college degree, so Prime has gone and gotten a college degree either from Tougaloo or Talladega.
It's from Talladega, but let's talk about that. Deion lives in the Metroplex. Mm-hmm. How many universities are there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex?
It's quite a few.
So why you had to go all the way to Talladega to get a degree?
It was.
And furthermore, why you didn't go back to your school?
So, I mean, you know, even with that, I'm just saying, is Deion just using Jackson State as a stepping stone? If he can show he can be successful there, will Deion try to just only after a couple years try to throw his ring in the hat for another big-time coaching job? And could this blow up in Deion's face where things go haywire at Jackson State and then people are like, we don't want nothing to do with Prime.
Exactly, because you know at Jackson State, they don't mind firing and getting rid of a coach.
Yeah, so, I mean, this thing could go so many ways. This is going to be very interesting, and then I just think with this whole pandemic thing going on where the SWAC has been, football was pushed to the spring, so it's just going to be a little flare, and I think, Deion, somebody needs to really pull his coattail and just say, just kind of pump your brakes for a little bit and just kind of let this thing play out and get your feet wet. It's a whole lot of it's a lot different than coaching basically select high school teams and preparing a college football team to go play on Saturday.
March 6th, baby. March 6th.
I know all you Graham fans are circling for Down in the Hole.
March 6th. I got it marked on my calendar.
We'll see how this plays out.
Yes, we will. We are almost up against a commercial break. What do you think Prime's record will be at the end of the season?
Good job playing an 8-game seats. Now, Jackson, FAMU and Bethune-Cookman, they're coming in fall 21. So,
correct.
Spring 21 is just going to be the normal SWAC. And then,
the normal SWAC.
So are the old SWAC, however you want to play. But I think, you know, I mean, Jackson State was normally the second best team next year to the Braves from the reservation because Alcorn ran off like, what, four or five straight? Mm-hmm. East champ, so right now all corners running the SWAC on the east side. So we'll see.
Well, I don't know if Jackson State was second best. I think Alabama State was in front of.
We know who was at the bottom, but we'll.
Shots fired, Monica. I didn't say that.
But yeah.
On that note, we are at a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little baseball and get into football. I am Natalie Hicks.
And I am Mr.
And this is Sports From Her Perspective here on the Big Game Christian Sports Network. We'll be back right after this. And we are back here on Sports From Her Perspective here on the Big Game Christian Sports Network. I am Natalie Hicks.
And I am Mr. Sports Opinion. You can now revisit your favorite BGC shows via podcast on the Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts app, or by visiting our BGC podcast page at bgcsports.net. Either way, listen to sports talk that's lit every day.
There you go. Every day. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into a little Major League Baseball. I know you have the information pulled up as far as if the playoffs were to start today, in which the playoffs will be in the bubble here in the Metroplex.
Well, no.
Well, or is that just the World Series?
Well,
that
here's the breakdown. In the wild card games will be at the higher seed team home stadium. So they'll go. Then once they get down to the divisional series, they will flip between Globe Life and Arlington and Minute Maid in Houston for the NL. And for the AL, they'll flip between Petco Park in San Diego and Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I have a question. So I know these teams are still traveling here, there, and everywhere. Have they stopped testing for COVID?
No, they're still testing. I saw something the other day where Major League Baseball had two non-player teams, non-playing personnel that tested positive for COVID. And then I know a couple of weeks ago, one of the Rangers broadcasters tested positive. So they're still traveling, but then when they get down to the NLCS and the ALCS, the NLCS will be at Globe Life Field. The ALCS will be at Petco Park in San Diego. And the Texas Rangers and Arlington, Texas will get to host the 2020 World Series at Globe Life Field.
Okay, it's Globe Life Field because the old one is Globe Life Park, correct?
I don't have the faintest idea.
You know, that's what the high schoolers are playing. The football teams now are playing.
Yeah, Globe Life Park.
Yeah.
So here's a breakdown. If the season ended today, you would have the expanded version of this. So I guess this is the wild cards. Mm-hmm. You would have the number one seed, the Devil Rays playing the Blue Jays, the Athletics playing the White Sox, the Twins playing the Astros, the Indians playing the Yankees. And in the NL, you have the Dodgers versus the Giants.
Uh-oh, it is an even year.
The Braves and the versus the Reds, the Cubbies against the Marlins, and the Padres against the Cardinals. And right now, there's only two spots left. The AL is all wrapped up. The Giants need the magic number is 2. The Cardinals numbers are 2.
Did you say the Marlins?
Yes, the Florida.
Not Florida. Miami Marlins.
The Miami Marlins.
Yes. Speaking of them, how they get in the playoffs and they've lost 105 games?
That's a weird season. So much can happen.
105 games?
Was that this year? They ain't played but 60. That 105. Well, they went from 105 last year. Last year they were the NL worst at 57-105. And they've got a new team down there that's running things. They got Derek Jeter is the CEO.
Oh, well, that's why they winning.
And Don Mattingly.
Because who's there? Derek Jeter. A what? A Yankee. Okay. Wow. I'm just saying.
Wow. One of these days, people will get all this figured out.
Are you really throwing shade?
Am I a Rangers fan? Or am
okay,
I?
Okay. How many times do we have to go through this?
Well, I like the Yankees because they used to come to ground for Coach Rob.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? But I you throw in? Way too much shade, and it's really unnecessary. Yes, I am a Yankees fan. I do support the Rangers as well. But I am a Yankees fan because the Yankees – did come to Grambling, and they were a supporter of Grambling State University. I think you're hating because they didn't come 5 miles down the road to Louisiana Tech.
It is what it is, man.
You're a hater. I mean, there's no need for you to hate that much, man.
I'm not a hater. Not a hater.
Okay, not a hater. All right, Mr. Sportsopedia, let's jump into a little NBA playoffs. It's going to bubble down in Orlando.
Ooh, that bubble.
I'm about tired of this bubble. let's talk Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference right now, the Miami Heat, which is a 5 seed against a 3 seed Boston Celtics. The Heat leaves that series 3-2, which game six is coming up on September the 27th. So you got two games. Well, Boston's facing elimination if they can't hold six. But I figure this series will probably get to seven.
Well, the Celtics would have lost the series had they lost game five, right?
They were down 3-1. Right. 3-1. You know how they are. Just 3-1. Just 3-1, baby.
So they play on Sunday. It's a night capper. Well, evening at 6:30 on ESPN. Afterthought. What?
That'll be an afterthought.
It'll be an afterthought?
Mm-hmm.
Why afterthought?
You know, it's NFL Sunday, so we'll see. Wow. We'll see. Hey.
All right. So let's jump over to the Western Division.
On the West Side.
The West Side is the best side.
That's what y'all's claim. So here we go. The Denver Nuggets. 3-1.
They got them right where they want them. Right, got where, them right you want where they want them.
Right where you want them. So.
So who do you think will come out? I think we did make predictions, and you said, who did you say?
I've been saying the Lake Show in the
but
Heat.
But you said the Heat.
Lake Show.
Okay, and I said the Lakers and the Celtics.
Yeah, I just
but it stuff. Looks like I don't think the Lakers nor the Celtics will be there.
I think the Lakers will get there. Denver may take the game on Saturday and make it interesting, but I just can't see the Nuggets. But if you look at it, these games have been, except for game one, the Lakers won 126-114. Then the Lakers won 105-103. The Nuggets won 114-106. And then the Lakers won 114-108. These games have been, all of them have been close. Within 10 points, mm-hmm. except for game one, which was by 12. So it wouldn't surprise me to see the Nuggets win a game. Well, they can't lose anymore. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Nuggets win a game or two before Bron Bron and them finish them off.
Bron Bron. Okay. My Uncle Jesse said you're going to stop talking, calling LeBron Bron Bron.
Bron Bron.
All right. So we'll definitely keep our eye on the NBA playoffs in the bubble as they continue their conference finals. Let's get on over to football. You know, your favorite sport. Best time of the year.
Yeah, but we had a rough. Ooh, man, my Niners went to New York and just had a abysmal week.
Let's talk about that.
But, you know.
Okay, so y'all going to blame the field?
I mean, it had to have been something. Do we?
It's the field. But nobody from the Jets got hurt.
They're used to that over there.
Wow.
But seriously, though, you had 7 ACL tears, probably the most significant. Was Saquon Barkley tore his ACL? Christian McCaffrey
wasn't even in y'all game.
But I'm just saying,
you just saying overall.
Yeah, we don't want Saquon Barkley on our squad. Oh, man, you know,
really,
yeah,
you don't want him.
No, we don't want him on our squad. Okay. Then Christian McCaffrey has a high ankle sprain. So this week, when the NFL started off on Thursday night, you had the battle of the facial hair. You had Fitzmagic against Gardner Minshew with the Fu Manchu mustache. And
really?
Miami won that game 31-13.
That was the only way you could make that game exciting?
Yeah, it was rough, right? Because, you know, I went through several fantasy pools to see, you know, I knew I didn't have anybody. I just, you know, you just check it out and look. I went through like 2 different pools. And nobody on any of those 12-team leagues I'm in, that's 24 teams, and nobody had anybody
playing on this.
Playing from Miami and Jacksonville.
Like, would
no.
you?
I'm like, no.
Okay.
So this week we got opening up. We got the Bears are down in Hotlanta. Who I wonder how the Falcons doing. Then you got the Rams up at the Bill Mafia. The football team is at Cleveland.
The football team.
That's what they had. Washington football team. Then you got the Titans at the Vikings. The Raiders at New England. So that's a throwback. Gruden going back to New England, the scene of the crime. That yeah, man, we just devastated. We got like
yes.
we at
Did y'all just stay in New York?
No, I don't know if they stayed because of COVID or not, but we devastated. We missing our quarterback. We missing our running back. We missing 3 of our defensive linemen. And I still predict we'll go to New York and get a win. The Bungles or at the Eagles. Joe Burrow against Carson Wentz. Then you got Deshaun Watson in the Houston Texans and potty mouth Bill O'Brien at the Steelers. Then
he's
you
not have, potty mouth. His mama said, told him to stop cussing.
Then you got the Jets at the Colts, a yawner.
Oh, that was mean.
Ooh, what? Then you got the Carolina Panthers at the L.A. Chargers. Brady is in mild high. Detroit's at Kyler Murray's house.
That should be interesting.
Interesting. Then, ooh, look at this one in Dallas. Oh, y'all up in the rain in Seattle. But y'all did get a lot of rain this week to prepare to go to the link.
Yeah.
325.
Fox yeah, but State. Look at no. You didn't talk about who was playing Sunday night.
Now we got the Sunday night down. We talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
You talking about the Dallas Cowboys? The
Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, so we want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys because we are coming off a fantabulous win.
A gift.
Okay, call it what you want. We only needed 1 point to win the game, and we won. Now, for all of y'all out there, Carlita, they're still wanting Dak to get paid. We don't have that much time to get into that and talk about anyway. That, but it was a great game. I don't know what Atlanta was thinking. I know you. Is there a new rule? Did I miss something? Because I just don't understand why Atlanta stood there and watched that ball roll 10 yards. I know in the past the ball had to travel 10 yards, but Atlanta didn't have to sit there and watch that ball go 10 yards. Am I right?
That's true. That's very okay. true. The rule hasn't changed. I think basically from the way that play kind of played out, Atlanta, the way the Cowboys kicker put the ball on the ground without a tee and it rolled, I think they were betting that the ball wasn't going to roll 10 yards.
Okay. But even if you're betting that, don't you still move towards the ball?
The guy moved toward the ball, and the one kid went toward the ball. I think from his judgment, but there was a couple other Falcon players when the ball got like to 9.5 yards. You think you want to go ahead and get on the football.
Exactly.
So it was a bonehead, but you know, that's Dan Quinn, 28-3. So, hey, enough said.
Oh,
Sunday night.
You still firing shots. Gosh.
Sunday night down in the Big Easy. Aaron Rodgers torch the Earth tour continues. So
hey, they still in phase two.
Yeah, but they
in playing, New Orleans.
They playing down in they're gonna play a little football, but Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones have just been kind of torching the Earth. We'll see what the Saints defense can do.
Okay.
And then,
but I'm saying there are no fans in the Superdome.
Right now, the Big E, that was part of
they
the
closed.
Yeah, because right now that was part of New Orleans' biggest thing was that the Who Dat Nation be there with all their, you know, their Mardi Gras paraphernalia on, making a bunch of noise. But right now, Saints don't have that home field advantage.
Okay.
And then on Monday night, we wrap it up with the battle of the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson.
That should be a good one.
That should be a great football game. Baltimore, I'm saying the Chiefs will go down at MT Bank Stadium.
No. Patrick Mahomes is my fantasy football quarterback. We will not go down. Or we'll have a major comeback. Mahomes got to do it. I'm 2-0 right now. I don't want to go down. I'm second in my league. So, hey, come on, my homies. We got to do this. Okay, you just hating because you didn't get my homies at your quarterback. Yeah,
this is the first time in 2 years I hadn't had my homies.
I got them. My homies been doing the thing for me.
That NFC West looking tough out there. Everybody's 2-0. We 1-1. The NFC South is.
You're what?
We're 1-1. The NFC South, everybody's at 500, and you got two teams in there with no wins, Falcons and Panthers. And then in the NFC North, it's feast or famine. You're either undefeated or you winless. Packers and Bears undefeated. Lions and Vikings looking for their first dubs. Oh, here we go, the NFC least.
Oh, my gosh, you are such a hater.
The Washington football team And the Dallas Cowboys are 1-1. The Giants and the Eagles 0-2. Giants will be 0-3. And the AFC West, Chiefs, Raiders 2-0. I hope
you don't have to eat those words next week.
Chargers 1-1. Broncos 0-2. Broncos took a lot of leaks, hurts too. They're looking pretty bad. Then you look in the AFC South. You got the Titans 2-0. The Colts 1-1. Jaguars 1-2. The Houston Texans and Potty Mouth 0-2. He's going to catch a lot of flack if Houston doesn't do a whole lot of things.
Yeah, because they've been dishing out a lot of money here lately.
Nah, they should have paid D-Hop, but he didn't want to pay D-Hop, and that D-Hop setting things on fire in Arizona in the desert. Then up in the AFC North, you got the Ravens 2-0, them Steelers. They're like, my boy about to go back to the playoffs. You know how them Steelers coaches do. They get on the hot seat. They go win the Super Bowl. Oh,
my God.
Mark it. The Bungles. 0-2 with the great
the Bungles.
With the great Joe
Did you
Burrow.
Call them the Bungles?
I'm sorry, the Bengals.
Thank you.
With the great Joe Burrow at 0-2. He said he ain't never lost that much in his whole life. I told you better get used to it.
Joe Burrow does not have the team he had with him at LSU. So
you better get used to it, baby boy. We'll see. And then you got the Buffalo Mafia. They at 2-0. Cam 1-1. He was so close last week. Hey, but I did hear an interesting thing coming out with the Dolphins this past week, that the Dolphins may be scared to put the man Tua in the game because he ain't been hit in like since he got hurt.
Yeah, and his hit gonna be totally different from that hit in that season.
No, I don't know that he got hit pretty good over that Stark Vegas.
Yes, he did. When they
broke
everything
they could possibly be broke over that Stark Vegas.
We are at a commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll definitely talk a little college football. We got the SEC coming up. And Louisiana Tech has their season
over,
home
baby.
Opener. Dude, y'all playing Houston Baptist. Houston don't get Baptist. Excited. Please don't.
Hey, we got to tell you, but you talked about the Cowboy comeback. We got to talk about that 17-point comeback down at Hattiesburg last Saturday.
Oh, Lord. Ooh,
you saw that, boy?
Yes, we saw that. We will touch on that and so much more when we come back. I am Natalie Hicks.
And I am Mr. Sportsopedia.
And this is Sports From Her Perspective here on the Big Game Christian Sports Network. We'll be back right after this. Back here on Sports From Her Perspective, here on the Big Game Christian Sports Network. I am Natalie Hicks.
And I am Mr. Sports Network.
Check us out on YouTube and click the subscribe button at BGC Sports Network 1 and help expand the brand. And also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at BGC Sports 1. All right, Mrs. Sportsopedia, let's jump into it. Real college football is back.
That's an insult.
I'm just saying.
That's an insult.
You could just tell everybody was just excited on ESPN, especially on the SEC Network because.
It's the SEC Network. They back.
Okay, but on ESPN too, they didn't have to act like that.
No, but I mean they're just excited to be back in the business. So hey, we'll see how this goes, though. You know.
I know Miss Roll Tide is really excited, even though they're playing Missouri.
Hey, no shots fired. But anyway, this week's college season got kicked off on Thursday night. You had UAB taking on South Alabama over in Alabama. UAB put their foot.
UAB playing everybody.
They put their that's not a good reference in this day and time. Anyway, UAB. Beat South Alabama 42-10.
Thank you. I'm so glad you didn't say that.
I almost went there, but, Then UTSA beat Middle Tennessee State 37-35 down in the Alamo City. And that was a game that was like their conference mates, but they weren't scheduled to play. And it was like Memphis canceled on UTSA. UTSA picked up Middle Tennessee State and kind of threw a game. It's, you know, I always look at that when they start talking about that. It's almost like you look at the athletic directors on Sunday. They pick up, they look around. I got a COVID cancel. They just get on the phone and start calling. Hey, man, you open? You think you can meet me here? Let's play.
I know you ain't talking.
I know. I mean, I've been there. We've been there. We got it. We got this.
Though. Really? Y'all got this?
We got this, though.
All right. Keep going.
Hey, but this upcoming weekend, you got a full slate of games this weekend.
Hey, big game in the SEC is who? The national defending champions taking on Mississippi State and Mike Leach.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting down in Baton Rouge.
Coach O
say he got the best little quarterback ain't nobody never heard of. And Miles Brenner. I'm thinking, Coach O, if he was that good, you wouldn't have came on the bench for Joe Burrow. But, you know, starting at 11 o'clock on, you got Kansas State at Oklahoma. Ooh, that's probably going to get ugly. Hey, this is going to be a good game.
Where is the Mad Hatter?
The Mad Hatter is down in Waco, Texas.
What?
And if he couldn't stop the chandeliers, I don't know.
What?
I don't know what he's going to do with the
bat. The Mad Hatter is in Waco. We're not going to see him.
No, we're not going down there to see you left. Hey, but this is going to be an interesting game. Number 5, Florida, is in the Grove at Oxford, Mississippi, taking on the Lane Train.
Dude, I really want to go to Ole Miss. I really want to go. I want to go tailgate, and I want to go to a game.
When we get past this COVID. Then you got the Kentucky Wildcats at number 20. Well, we won't really talk about rank. Kentucky at Auburn. That could be a good ball game.
But you know what? I was listening to the other talking heads, and a lot of people are talking about Kentucky and how they're supposed to be kind of good this year.
Because you can't really UCF is at East Carolina, but the reason you really can't talk about these polls is because Georgia Southern is at number 19. University of Louisiana at Lafayette, 19. This poll has been vilified. It's just been
shots fired, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wikipedia is a true hater in real life. I just want y'all to know that.
But another key.
Why are you hating because they're number 19? They've been playing. I mean, they've been playing everybody.
They beat Iowa State. They beat Iowa State, and they played. They beat Georgia State, and they got Georgia Southern this week. We'll talk about that at a later date, later time. Number 24, Louisville at 21. Pitt, that should be a good ball game.
Okay.
Iowa State Cyclones are here in the Metroplex playing TCU. Texas is out in West Texas playing Texas Tech. Army at Cincinnati. Hey, but did you hear about the Cincinnati game with Mark Jones? He told the police he didn't need his police escort because he wasn't going to sign his own death certificate. No, Mark Jones does. Go check it out. Go check that out.
Explain that a little bit more.
Well, you know how most broadcasters get a police escort to the game?
Yes.
Mark Jones told the people that normally going to escort him they could have a day off because he didn't want them to take him to the game because he didn't want to sign his own death certificate. In short, he said, if I do something wrong, y'all might try to take me out. So I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
This is an interesting game on ESPN2. UTEP at Louisiana Monroe, 2:30, ESPN2. Man, they must.
Wait, hold on. Man, so ULM is on TV?
On ESPN2, play UTEP.
Is the game in Monroe?
Is that Malone Stadium?
Shut up.
I think it just happened because they didn't have nobody else in that 2:30 time. I'm just saying. But, yeah,
You know what? It makes no sense for you to hate like you.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
ULM is hearing all of this you saying, and they're going to take it out on your Bulldogs come November in Independence.
Hey, they could have easily moved. Well, that may not have been no better move in Georgia. And Arkansas, but maybe because they were already slotted for the SEC network.
Hey, I hear Georgia think they're going undefeated this year.
Mm-hmm.
And don't they have to play Alabama?
They go to Tuscaloosa in a couple weeks. Then Texas State. Boy, that Texas State been everywhere playing. Now they have Boston College.
Dude, Texas State been everywhere. Houston Baptist been everywhere.
Baptist. Hey, you got to respect Houston Baptist. They got one of the top ranked passing games in college football.
Really?
Respect Houston Baptist.
Respect them. Am I respecting them because they going to Ruston on Saturday?
Hey, respect Houston Baptist. We respect our opponents. Really? Number two Alabama's at Missouri. Hold up.
How you gonna say y'all respect y'all opponents? Y'all didn't respect Prairie View when they had to pull out.
Yeah, we did.
You didn't, because you even told them they gonna have to pay you their money back.
That's why Tommy don't have that job no more. But
go ahead, I'm listening.
Stephen F. Austin been playing a lot of football. What is SMU trying to get in the Southland Conference?
Boy, stop.
I'm just saying. I'm just asking a question. I'm asking for a friend.
Oh my gosh! Somebody gonna get you for throwing all the shade you throwing. First of all, you've talked about ULM because you know what you tried to skirt past that. ULM here and everything you saying, and ULM gonna take it out on your Bulldogs come November.
Hey, you asked about Vandy. Vandy's down at College Station this week. They're playing.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you know, man, this used to be a big-time football game. This used to be the game of the century, like number 36. What? Florida State at Miami.
I know. I saw that.
And now it's just kind of like.
It's just a game.
It's just a game.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. That used to be prime time on ABC. Yeah, late-night games.
Whatever. That used to be. It was always wide right or wide left for Florida State, though, but it is what it is. But, hey, this should be an interesting ball game, though. Tennessee is going to be down over in South Kakalaki.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm glad you brought them up. I know the schedules are changed, but are they still playing the third Saturday in October?
I'll have to look at that. Let me see. Let me go over and see what the third Saturday in October look like.
Cause I mean, I know that's tradition. So
they like fourth Saturday
now. What? But they'll still have their cigars. Oh,
they still have their little cigars.
But they won't have them.
Yeah, they ain't had them in so long. They don't even know what. They probably wouldn't know what to buy. They probably wouldn't know what to buy cigars. They might have.
But that's all right. LSU smoked some for them.
They might have borrowed some from LSU or something. You asked about the Mad Hatter. Yes. The Mad Hatter's down in Waco. 6:30.
That's what I'm saying. We should have been in Waco to see the Mad Hatter.
Then we close the night out. You got Troy at BYU.
No. What time is the season opener over in Ruston at Joe IE Stadium?
We play 6 o'clock. We got Houston Baptist, one of the most vaunted passing games in all of college football.
Houston Baptist in Central Arkansas and Arkansas State has played everybody. They should be done playing for the season because they have made every game everywhere across these great United States.
They've definitely done that.
But I know you want to talk about the major comeback on last Saturday when Louisiana Tech went over to Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
We came back from a 17-point down playing a bunch of true freshmen. And even one of your little homies from over at Carroll High School, Cedric Wilson, started at cornerback. He made some huge plays. Had a true freshman linebacker out of New Orleans. Started, he had 16 tackles, 1,400. But he had 4 unassisted, 12 assisted. So, hey, we balled out over there.
Y'all balled out.
Found a new little quarterback. Griffin Abel made a huge play. Dude tried to cheat on us.
The referee. I know you didn't say that. The referee tried to cheat.
He tried to take that.
Referees don't cheat, though. That's what Mr. Sportsopedia said.
He tried to take us out, man.
He tried to take you out.
Bro, we scored a touchdown, and he went over there and talked about the boys out of bounds. Clearly. He almost got 2 feet in bounds. They talking about, no, umpire in the way.
Not only are you going to say they tried to take you out, you talking about the different positions.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I just don't know what we're going to do with Mr. Sportsopedia. Mm. But season opener, when you all played USM, that wasn't your first game, was it?
That was because the week before we probably went down to.
Oh, you were supposed to go to Baylor.
We had the COVID episode, so we had.
Let me ask you about that. Y'all cured now? Over the COVID?
But made it even better.
In a week, you don't recover from COVID.
We left all them sick kids. We took.
You left the sick kids at home.
We left the sick kids,
and you went to
Mississippi.
Really?
Well, it took like 50-something players.
Really?
Started 19 freshmen played in the game, and we left out. We had a whole linebacking crew. None of our two deep even made the trip.
Okay. So we left all the sick kids at home. That made it even greater. So now we deep.
So everybody going to be dressed out and playing though?
Yeah, and Russell ain't no telling what you might get over there and Russell really? On Saturday. But yeah, we should. No, I don't think everybody's going to be playing because I still
see. Everybody dress out?
What do you mean everybody dress out?
I mean, everybody that's on the team, they get to dress out on Saturday?
Some people, they over there, but they ain't quite. I don't know if they're on the squad or not. But. You know, but yeah, I mean, see, you're trying to be funny and throw shade, but we don't. But no, I don't. I mean, but yeah, pretty much everybody at home gets to dress out and be down on the sideline. But so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, we still got some. We still do have a few players that are in what's that contract tracing or whatever they call it. So we got a few guys still going through that with scenario the with the COVID. So okay. We still have it was a pretty huge win and to go. There and you ended up because even I think there's a couple players they took by car Saturday morning when they finally cleared protocol. So there was a couple players that were driven over.
Isn't that illegal?
No, it's nothing.
Kendricks, call me.
It's nothing illegal in this COVID environment,
dude. There's you nothing. Can't put no player in no car and take him over the.
He just got cleared.
God, Kevin Kendricks, call me. I got my phone to my ear right now. Is that illegal for a player to be driven over just because they got cleared at the last minute? If he wasn't cleared when that bus left, he wasn't supposed to be in Hattiesburg.
But you know, this is a different
time. Oh, so now because of COVID. So it's okay for y'all to use COVID to do some illegal things? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. In a perfect world, if this was pre-COVID.
Hold on, let me get my violin.
If this was pre-COVID, we would have. He was just missed the bus.
And get some cheese to go with this wine. But come on.
Now, in this COVID pandemic.
So you're going to use COVID as an excuse?
But that's what it was, though. That's
but you can't. Okay, dude, you know, you can't put nobody in no car if they don't travel with
girl,
the
y'all
team.
Y'all put, yeah, see, that can't be. That's possible. Even
Kevin Kendricks, call me. I want to know, can you put somebody in the car and take them over to another city to go to a game because they didn't make the trip with the rest of the team?
Yes. They've done it before with kids taking tests and different stuff like that. And people have been tested out at the last minute, like when they have to make a game time decision on certain players. If the player is close, if the game is close by, yeah, you can just take them over to the game. They've done it. It just wasn't COVID. This is just different. Different time, different.
Yes, indeed.
Different whatever.
Kevin Kendricks, give me a call. Give me a call.
You know we don't break no rules in Ruston. Hey, Kevin, he in the coverage USA now.
Yes, he is. On that note, we are at the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan Lacks, definitely thank you for a great job. We look forward to more reports from you. Mrs. Wikipedia, another grand slam.
We got to go down there. Tell Kevin to get us some seats. Oh. The other Thanksgiving, we're going to. Yeah.
I got 2 fingers up in the air.
Yes.
Up next, them 580 boys with Brian Fuller and Pop Walker. Coming up next here on the BGC Sports Network. We are out.